It's time for News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.
Well, good morning, and welcome to News for Seniors on this third Sunday in January. Well, weather-wise, January is usually the worst month of the year, but I guess if we keep busy, it'll go fast. Today, I'd like to tell you about two unusual seniors. The first is called the Pioneer of the Airways, and he's Kirk Monroe, and he is 94 years old. Back in the 50s, Kirk was looking for a site in Florida for his radio station. He said he stopped at the Lansbury Real Estate, and he told them that he wanted some land that was kind of swampy. He said swampy was better for AM radio signals. They found him 10 acres, a couple of miles out of town. Kirk bought it, got FCC approval to build a tower, and also put up a funny little black building. Back in 1962, Kirk told the newspaper, the Inglewood Herald, that the station would emphasize adult appeal, not rock and roll, with news and weather and a variety of music. He said, "We're to be editorial. Certainly, we will want to discuss the issues before the town on the air." And it is more or less like it is today on WENG. Well, Kirk sold the station to E.J. Ewing. Kirk also worked in newspaper and radio marketing in New York and Atlanta. He moved to Los Angeles, where he first retired in 1970. But then he built a radio station down the road from President Nixon's West Coast White House. Kirk then sold the station after 5 years and moved to Maui, where he built and eventually sold another radio station. He ended up back in Florida, in Naples this time, and he went back to selling advertising for weekly newspapers and retired a fourth time 2 years ago at the age of 92. He's still not sitting still, though. During World War II, Kirk was a flight engineer on PBY aircraft that was patrolling for German submarines. And that was along the Florida coast and the Caribbean. He now identifies himself as an aviation education advocate and has been working to get courses on aviation operation and administration into a chartered school or Florida Southwest State College. If so, it would bring back Kirk's influence to this area where his first radio tower went up. That's the story of Kirk Monroe. He's 94 years young. I'll be back to talk about another busy senior right after this message from my fine sponsor, Glenwood Retirement Community.
There's something special about Glenwood Retirement Community. From the beautifully landscaped campus to the social activities, you'll find relaxed, worry-free living designed with you in mind.
My social life here is great, a lot better than it was in my own home because I tended to sit there by myself. And here, you know, there's always somebody to talk to or go play cards with.
The best thing about Mom living at Glenwood is once in a while I get to come up here and eat. And the food is really good.
Connect with us at glenwoodretirement.org.
Albert Barrett is past the century mark. That means he's 100 years old, and he is still dancing. The man who once peddled apples on street corners during the Great Depression to support his struggling family became the owner of a business. Now he's embracing a new role as part of one of the fastest growing but still smallest part of the population, and that is people being over 100 years old. The census reported that 53,364 centurions were alive in 2010. That's a sizable increase from 32,194 in 1980. Barrett, as a male, represents even more of a rarity. The census reports that nearly 81% of the centurions are female. Barrett cites genetics as a reason that he's still kicking. His mother died at 98, his uncle reached 104, and he alludes to Alzheimer's, particularly on his mother's side. Live long lives. Rhett grew up in Canada, Valleyfield, Quebec, at the onset of World War I. The Barretts eventually settled in Providence, Rhode Island, where Albert lived most of his life until he and his former wife started spending more time at their Naples, Florida home. Rhett recalls there wasn't much to do in Rhode Island for an energetic 16-year-old at the height of the Great Depression. So he said he and his friends chose to dance. We'd go out in the villages in Rhode Island and dance. It kept us going. Dancing has kept Rhett going. He once had a fully outfitted dance floor in a cellar at his Providence home. And now at 100, age can't stop him from dancing. "I still dance," he said. "I can go out and dance all night." Rhett's current dancing partner is his girlfriend, Yvette Mignot, and she is 91. "There's a lot of people that give up life early," Rhett said. "They get misfortune, they're afraid to come back, and those are the people that should be helped." He is proud that his two children grew up to lead successful lives. His daughter, who followed in her parents' footsteps and became a dance instructor, and a son now working in finance in New York City. "It's what we do with what we have and what is given to us that makes us who we are," Rhett said. Well, that's the story of Albert Rhett, who is 100 years old, and next month he will be 101. I really envy him doing all that dancing. Well, it's time to go. My fine sponsor is the Glenwood Retirement Community, where they have many activities for seniors. It's also a great place to live. My charity, who will receive my salary this month, is Alzheimer's Disease Research. Just a reminder, this program can be heard on your computer. Just go to WMOA1490.com, click on Podcast and Senior News, and you've got it. Be sure to say a prayer for our country and our world. This is Sally Hilly saying, life is a gift. Make the most of it. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.